You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Throw the ball at an NFL level without it, but man, you don't want to deal with a thumb. Man, it sounds like if he were playing what? Is it almost like one of those ones where you'd guess if he was playing in college, he might try to gut it out and play through it? It almost seems that way.
Yeah, like if this was a big game, college football playoff
maybe,
game.
Yeah, maybe
expect.
I'm full of it. If it is the pinky, though, it makes me feel like if he, let me put it this way, if he had done this and then 2 weeks later was the national title game, they would be moving heaven and earth to get him back and ready to go. So seems like if it is the pinky finger, that's probably a best case scenario for Will Howard. And that hopefully maybe he can, you know, just kind of cross your fingers here, say he can get back quicker than normal. Big story for me. I don't know about you, Don. Did it seem a little bit unusually quiet on the practice front today as far as like what people were actually reporting? Because I think there was one obvious thing that was the biggest story, and that was that a brawl broke out, like a good brawl, as in people throwing actual punches, which maybe you don't want, speaking of broken fingers. But it certainly seems like there was some hitting that was not supposed to be happening, and people were taking umbrage with that. Caleb Johnson got clotheslined, I saw somebody imply. And here it is. Azizi Odomewo decked Caleb Johnson in a thud drill, says Alan Saunders, and started a big shoving match, which also was reported. I think somebody said they saw Troy Fautanu throw a punch. They're getting frisky, Don. Very frisky. They didn't have much in the way of padding on, and he just apparently makes it sound like he was Bradshaw and gave him a clothesline from hell.
Yeah, so we have and not Terry Bradshaw for the folks listening. The Bradshaw that
member of the Acolytes
wrestling.
Protection
yes.
Agency, the APA, one of the great tag teams in the Attitude Era. Damn.
Yeah, so we have
that
a,
was Farouk.
We have like third teamer on third teamer crime here because Caleb Johnson listed as the third running back. So that's what we had here because we have a third team defensive tackle going after him.
Man, if you're the third
team. But Fautanu was on the field, so now I'm a little bit confused.
If you're third team defensive tackle, don't you know that you're not quite the same as current, but probably not for long, third team running back? How much when these kind of things happen do you automatically assume, maybe not clotheslining the guy? I always assume that coaches set the table for this. And will maybe not tell a down-the-line guy, but will tell somebody that they know they can trust, I want you to rough so-and-so up. I basically want there to be a scrum here. The almost staged fight, I feel like, in training camp, or the coach-influenced fight is like one of the time-honored traditions of every training camp, is that these guys want their players fighting each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough to know if it is full-on set up, but
Tomlin always tries to poo-poo it and say, like, I don't want him, you know, this ain't MMA, but come on.
We also see guys that are very likely roster cuts that try to show a little bit more fire. Like, it's almost working in a positive for their roster standing. Like, wasn't Loudermilk sort of like this early on Maybe I'm thinking of another defensive tackle. Dan Moore
very famously like brawled his way into a starting job to the point where I pretty vividly remember in 2021, his rookie year, like Cam Hayward having to pull him aside and say, we all appreciate the effort, but like stop picking fights. Like to the point where he would try to fight like Hayward and Hayward just like, stop doing it, dude.
Yes, that's who it was.
So that's the one I always remember, which is funny because then Dan Moore, like the one reason above all else that I'm convinced they kept him in the lineup was that they thought after all of that, he was like the consummate professional. Your favorite term, by the way, Don, if we're just going to play this game for a second for what happened at practice today. Here are some suggestions. Brawl, fracas, melee, Donnybrook, scrap, dust up, brouhaha. Where would you like to go as your favorite of those?
Maybe brouhaha at the very end.
I think
maybe Donnybrook.
Fracas is, I think, an unbelievably underrated word.
That just Donnybrook makes me think of the time that Callis was the play-by-play man for that, like Donnybrook, like set of fights.
There's no way we still have that.
No, that's probably gone. I mean,
if that's not lost to the dustbin of history, there's, you know, it would be the upset of the ages. Would we have it as Donnybrook or something?
I don't know. Pony always saves things very secretly.
Play-by-play of Washington, that was Darnell Washington pushing Darius Slay like into the crowd, basically, in Philly. Ah, damn it. I want that Callis clip. We got a Donnybrook.
It was a good call
here.
From what I remember.
No, I remember it, too. He did a good job. 100% he did. 100% he did. I got to be honest. I usually try to track during the show what's happening at practice. Just you look on Twitter and you see, like, what are the Saunders umbrella types reporting about today? And truth be told, I'm not seeing a ton of major stuff. I think the big headline is kind of what I inferred from Rogers' comments. He said, yeah, the plan is for me not to play, which means you can damn near put it in stone that he's not going to play. Here's one. Juan Thornhill apparently ended practice with another interception for the second day in a row. So Juan Thornhill showing out a little bit.
We also have a Juan Thornhill quote that is starting to go around.
He has not been shy about giving those. Offense won 7 shots today. So there was that. And I guess it went down, it looks like, to the last. We went to game 7 here, and they were close. What's the Juan Thornhill quote?
He believes the Steelers' defense could be, quote, one of the best of all time.
Okay.
I appreciate the confidence, my man, but.
My man.
Let's worry about the defense showing up in a big game and or playoff game first.
Now, you said my man, and I'm sorry. I just am thinking of Marty.
Marty.
Griffin. Yeah. I appreciate the confidence, my man. I will say this. I think Starkey wrote a column about this, and I think he's right. Like, the hype around their defense is getting to be outlandish. And I understand why some of it happens, because I think some people want to put those expectations on them almost like to go against them. Like when Pony says they should be the best defense in the NFL, I do think that the part of the motivation in him or somebody like him saying that is, well, you spend all this damn money, Mike. Like it's almost used as a weapon against them. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I'm putting these expectations on you because I'm sick of you spending so much and not returning enough. Let's try being the best defense in the NFL, Juan. Let's try being a top 5 defense. Or how about we become a defense here that does not give up 500 and some odd yards to the Ravens on the ground the last 2 times you see him, including a playoff game. Like, it's a little much for me right now.
No, I think it can definitely be worked against the Steelers or Tomlin or, I mean, really whoever you want to throw the blame on. It's kind of like you probably saw that tweet about the Ravens 2018 draft class the other night, and I'm sure I wasn't alone in mentioning who all was in the Steelers 2018 draft class, and the only guy that's left for them is Mason Rudolph, who's back for his second tour of duty.
Yep.
But it got a lot of, yeah, well, this just shows that the Ravens still can't win anything, or this just shows why Harbaugh is not a good coach.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or why Lamar can't
get
it done.
You know what the kids call that? Cope. That's just cope. Come on, which franchise would you rather be?
I saw a lot more of that than I expected. But I guess it's kind of to the same idea. Like, the Steelers' defense is now loaded yet again.
Yep.
They have first round picks all over the place. Whether or not they were
Ramsey
made
was
by
on
the
a
Steelers,
Hall of Fame track
matter.
When he was early in his career. He's still one of the better. I mean, if he had like a really strong third, you know, couple of years in his 30s, I think he'd be back in the Hall of Fame discussion. Hayward's in the Hall of Fame discussion. Watt's going to be there. Who else? They got a first rounder in Harmon, who I think has been turning heads for the most part at camp. He seems to be somebody garnering a lot of praise.
You have a virtual first rounder in Porter.
Yep.
De facto Darius first Slay, rounder. Who has yep. had who, Hall of very good career.
Absolutely, and apparently has again been drawing pretty good reviews. You've had a you have a bunch of guys that you well, in the case of Patrick Queen, you paid a lot of money at inside backer. It feels like Peyton Wilson is one of those guys people are almost tempering their comments about because they're excited about what he could provide. Man, if not now, when? Like, you're supposed to have guy. You look at what you've spent. Look at the draft picks you spent. Look at how, like, even a guy like Benton who and Porter, both of whom are coming off disappointing second years in the NFL, you've seen enough good from both of them. I would argue, especially Benton, that you can expect big things. Honest to God, Juan Thornhill likes to give a quote. He's easily the weak link on that defense right now on paper. And he might not even play that much if they end up just going with Jalen Ramsey kind of roves around the field and they don't really have a traditional strong safety, free safety alignment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's the only guy in a spot where you cannot say for certain he will be the starter.
Right, like I like to, yeah, I like Deshaun Elliott. Like, they're going to throw configurations out there, I feel like, that probably hide one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
On Thornhill. PM team, follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We also have our YouTube live stream that I like to point out where now the commenters are arguing what constitutes Pittsburgh. If you're in Wexford, are you still in Pittsburgh? Or if you're in Cranberry, are you in Pittsburgh or a distinct thing, an entity that is not Pittsburgh? I think I draw the line at if you're in Katanning, you're in Katanning, Don. Agree? Katanning ain't Pittsburgh. Cranberry really isn't
Katanning's
either.
Katanning's kind of a hike, isn't it?
Yeah, Cranberry's 30 minutes. To me, that's in a different place altogether. Ross Township, I think you're in Pittsburgh still. I think I live like...
Yeah, I mean, you're in the North Hills of Pittsburgh.
As the crow flies, I live in Kennedy. I probably live maybe 4 miles from like the city, like the city limits, not Austin. I consider that Pittsburgh. You start to get like 35-minute drive, though, from downtown. That ain't Pittsburgh. It's like the people I met at Penn State who are like, oh, I'm from outside Philly, and then you find out they live 90 minutes away from Philadelphia proper. Like, no.
Yeah, see, I was always I'm about 30, 35 miles from Pittsburgh.
No, you don't live in Pittsburgh. You lived in Westmoreland County in Greensburg.
Right, but if I'm talking to somebody from out of state, they're not going to know what the hell Greensburg is.
Okay. I mean, but I feel like enough people, like I heard from, I'm from outside Philly,
and I'm not,
so much.
I'm not incorrect. If I say 30 to 35 miles from Pittsburgh,
literal.
I'm not saying that I'm in Pittsburgh.
No, you're being very literal.
Katanning is 42 miles away.
I'll tell you what, outside Philly got so commonplace up there, you might as well just had the little county, Philadelphia County, and then a giant bubble around it that said outside Philly, and it extended into New Jersey.
And that's where we all are right here.
That's right, exactly. Jeff Hathorn is on the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff lives in Glenshaw, namely in my grandmother's old house. Jeff, do you consider...
That's Pittsburgh.
Okay, just going to ask you, do you consider it Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be within Allegheny County, right?
See, I think
you
that's fair.
Can't be outside of Allegheny County. I think that's a pretty fair
call by Jeff.
Right. If you're like in Butler Township or like the actual city of Butler, you do not live in Pittsburgh. Cranberry's right over the line into Butler County. I would say that's distinct.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in Australia and trying to describe where you are, maybe you can drill it down to Pittsburgh. But if you're around here, listen, I had a roommate who used to shill for the Lakers. And we was like, dude, why do you root for the Lakers? He's like, man, I grew up on the West Coast. He was born in Denver. That ain't the West Coast. Come on, man.
You got like 2.5 whole states you got to get to before you get to the coast. What is he talking about?
Quit shilling for the Lakers.
No, yeah, I grew up on the East Coast, Topeka, Kansas. Yeah, beautiful ocean views. What are we talking about here? That guy was in Denver. Legal weed probably wasn't around back then, but he might have been finding some anyway.
May have.
Anyway, Jeff, biggest story today from practice in your mind?
I think there's a couple of things. The fact that Derek Harmon missed practice for another day. And it's kind of, we're getting this bumps and bruises associated with play.
Yeah, Mike downplayed it.
Yes. So we don't know exactly what he's dealing with, but man, first round pick, you're expecting to start, probably want to get him a few reps Saturday. Not that it's crucial because of the amount of snaps he's going to play in the regular season. But that's interesting. Will Howard being week to week, kind of knew that, but you wanted to hear it from Tomlin. Said broken finger. We saw him after practice, and I just think he's going bowling because he looks like he's got a bowling glove on, you know, with the open thumb, a little thing down the left side. So maybe he's just heading down to the lanes. Donnie, I don't know what the closest bowling alley is to here, but maybe he's just heading down there. And I thought Roman Wilson, you know, followed up his really good day, and he was noticeable again today. I thought the offense carried a little bit of momentum over and was able to keep it going. Wasn't as good as yesterday, but it wasn't like they just fell right back off. You could see it rolling still a little bit. Like, you feel better the last 2 days about what this offense might be able to do.
Donnie, thinking of wrestling, would say Will Howard was preparing to give an opponent the mandible claw if he had some sort of finger-like device like that on. Right, Don? Is that about accurate there?
Dude, we saw a fight where we saw a clothesline.
Really?
Tell
me about that, because that appeared to be a serious fracas or brouhaha by camp standards.
I
heard Fautanu was throwing punches.
Where I was standing, you could see Caleb coming through the hole, and then it was like the Iron Sheik came out with a clothesline and dropped him. And immediately Fautanu came over, and Fautanu started swinging. Like, there was no, I'm going to grab you and yell at you. Like, he was ticked.
Wow.
And he should have been. Now, we talked to Big O, because I don't know really how to pronounce his last name, and he said that he didn't mean to do it, that it was just one of those things where he was fired up, and he saw it and he saw a chance. You know, he's missed a few practices because of injury, and he just was instinctually trying to make a play, but realizes that, you know, you can't do that.
Going back to Harmon briefly, you said it's Tomlin's characterizing it as bumps and bruises associated with. How has he looked overall? Because it seems like quietly, I know a lot of the focus has still been on Broderick, who you know I'm going to ask you about in a minute, but it seems like Harmon, for a first-round pick, has both flown under the radar and yet actually had a pretty good camp to this point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he's just been solid. Like, there are times you'll see him in the backfield. Here's one thing you don't want to see from a defensive lineman is noticing a guy being pushed back or them running in his direction. You don't see that. You see him as part of the solution to the problem as to why the offense has struggled at times to get going. He has been a part of that defensive line that is, and maybe why we've seen the offense have a little better success, maybe partially because he's not in there along with Jaylen Warren, and today Slay wasn't out there either. So, I mean, maybe that plays a little into what we've seen from the offense, and maybe Harmon's a part of that because, yeah, I just think he's been – it's kind of like a really good goalie. Right? He's not flopping around and making these crazy saves, but you're not getting anything by him because he's just where he needs to be. And I would use that analogy with Harmon.
What about Jones? How has he looked? I know he had a good rep one-on-one with Herbig yesterday, I think it was, that kind of popped for people in individual drills like that. Are we at least getting, again, he's not visible too much, so it's a good thing? What are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, look at X right now. How many people are complaining about him?
It seems like he's on a slow upward tick in terms of his play.
And remember, he just got into padded play. I mean, he was dealing with a little bit of an injury. He's got Sam Alu now. They've been together now for, three straight practices? The only three practices they've been together for this year. And Sam Alu really didn't do anything during OTAs or minicamp. So they're kind of working that back. I don't want to get too excited one way or the other, but you haven't seen gaffes or you haven't seen Aaron having to run around because of obvious mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we know this with us being able to report everything and everyone in the stands, you know, taking their video or whatever they're doing, it would be out there because people are waiting. They want to see the next time where someone has a big spin move or bull rushes him or he makes a mistake, and we haven't seen it. He has been solid. And again, it works in concert. We've seen the offense gain a little traction. Well, the offensive line is probably the start of that.
Just to go one more offensive player here, Rodgers, I assume if the offense still looked pretty good, if not as good as yesterday, I assume Rodgers was still reasonably impressive.
Yeah, he did throw a pick to Thornhill, which on the two-minute draft, or a really nice throw where he found Roman in the middle. He was picked by Thornhill, but he has looked. I mean, I think what you're seeing is them getting on the same page. We've heard them discuss, you know, his delivery. And, you know, Aaron told us today, this is, and I don't think it's BS. I mean, I don't know him that well, but because we've heard it from players say this too, that, man, his door is open.
Oh, he sounded like he was a professor in college doing office hours today, Jeff.
Yeah, and he says, and, you know, some of the things Arthur told me on Sunday, you know, about how he works, and, you know, he's taken ideas from guys, and he's presenting to Arthur Smith. Now, it'd be really nuts if he was presenting them as all his, but I don't think that's the case. But it's cool, if you're a young player, to be able to go to him, and he's listening to what you're saying. It's been legitimate so far. It's not going to carry over all season. Like, he's not going to sit there after every game and listen to some receiver come bitch to him about how he's open or get him the ball more. But at this time of year, and I do think he likes to deal with that stuff head on. And maybe that's why, you know, he's definitely not, from what we've seen on McAfee, afraid of confrontation.
Jeff,
and I think he welcomes it almost to an extent.
It seems more authentic, certainly, than Russell Wilson ever seemed last year with this
yes,
team. There's no doubt about
sure.
that. Very quickly, to circle back to Will Howard, because I didn't specify this with you. Reports out there, you said he's got like the bowling splint on his fingers. Most people suggesting, I think people flat out saying it's the pinky on his throwing hand. Would you confirm that or agree with that assessment?
Man, I can't confirm that, but just looking at his hand, like, yes.
Okay.
And that's kind of what we're at. And Tomlin said what he believes right now is that it's non-surgical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more of a rest than where he's got something he's got to get, you know, really fixed. So hopefully
seems like
that's
best
the
case scenario. If it wasn't his, I was just glad it wasn't his thumb specifically, which was floating
correct
around out there at the outset.
No, no, it seems like maybe he got hit on the outside of his pinky.
Okay.
You know, like whether he hit a helmet or what he exactly hit. It seems like that's what's bothering him, and maybe we'll get some more information. Mike's going to talk to us at noon. And a quick aside, I also want to mention about Rodgers. Man, what he said about Roman Wilson today.
He gushed,
was,
man.
He
cares hard. He cares too much, basically, was like the his biggest flaw is that he cares.
Exactly. But, you know, he praised his athleticism and his work ethic. And if I'm Roman Wilson, if I hear that, man, I'm feeling like a
feeling good and wanting to work harder. Yeah, I mean, it's better than hearing him say his biggest. Yeah, it's better than hearing him say his biggest flaw is that he doesn't give a rat's ass about what he's doing out there. To be sure. Last one, Jeff. So I think technically practice ended 2 days in a row now with a Thornhill interception. Juan has not been shy about giving a quote and said he thinks this could be quote the best defense of all time. He's really setting the bar nice and low, isn't he?
Yes. Well, Thornhill likes to talk, and that's why Starkey was saying this the other day about, you know, how he doesn't want him in the defense. And I'm like, dude, as someone who talks to players all the time, I want as much Juan Thornhill as I can get. This dude that like says what's on his mind. He's not afraid to rip Cleveland for everything that went down there. Yeah, I mean, he's been all right. I mean, I'm not saying he's been great, but the secondary is a group. I mean, when they have everybody in there, it feels like night and day different than what we've seen. And one other quick aside, YA Black has been, even Tomlin kind of gushed a little bit about him as a rookie and the way he's been able to take advantage of his opportunities. That's a good sign because they need depth on the defensive line. And it's not just getting his hands up, but he's a big dude that he's fit in pretty quickly. I mean, we'll see how that translates onto the field, but I mean, they're looking for some guys that can step up because they can't put Cam out there all the time. They're going to need 2-3 bodies, and we know Dean Lowry is out for the year. I'm sorry to say.
It'd be good for them if they can get a guy who didn't come from the early rounds to actually contribute right off the jump. Jeff, good stuff as always. We appreciate it, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, I'll let the judge, it's a substitute judge, I'll ease him into the process here. Would you like to say, we're already standing, but would you like to formally call us to order, Judge?
Order in the court, all rise, please.
All right, he's not affecting a southern judge. This guy's,
that's all right.
This
it's
guy's north.
Not
north
too good with accents over
yeah,
here.
North,
so,
I mean, north of the Mason-Dixon line, that's all right. We brought in a judge from up north here to come into the chambers. Judge Donnie is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, I'll say it for the judge. The judge has got a lot on his plate. He's got to hear arguments here. You don't have to stand, Judge. It's your courtroom. Judge Jack. Yeah, no. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. We have to stand here in front of you. You know the rules, though, Judge. 2 minutes each on our opening argument, then 1 minute each for a closing argument here. Don, today we're going to, kind of inspired by Aaron Rodgers, do the following on Judge Donnie. One of us will argue that joint practices are better for preparing a team for the regular season. And one of us will argue on the side of preseason football is still the best way to get a team ready based on some of the things Rodgers had to say. And now, of course, in the fine tradition of Judge Donnie, make sure it's in front of the, can you split the camera here so people can see Judge Jack, see this game of rock, paper, scissors. It's integral to the success. We'll play rock, paper, scissors to see who picks what topic. Here we go. One, two, three, shoot. I got rock, baby. Good old reliable rock. I'm going to argue on the side of preseason football. So here we go. Your Honor, first off, a pleasure to be in your court today. Always good to see a new face behind the bench, so I'd like to welcome you to your own chambers. That's just my way of being homie here in the judge's court. Preseason games are still something very important. Games. In fact, it's right there in the phrase, preseason games. Joint team practices. Oh, it's right there in the name. Their practice. I don't care how much preparation you do or how much more willing you are to put your real schemes out there in front of cameras, by and large, still, as Aaron Rodgers acknowledged, it's still not a game environment. Nobody who's played a team sport, be it football or basketball, who's had an open gym scrimmage or had a practice that was very intense, even against another team, would ever compare it to actually playing against another team, even in a game that had no stakes. When teams play college basketball games behind closed doors, they're real actual games with referees. Teams have done this for years. They test themselves against other great teams in what are still very much games, just not ones that are official. They don't have practices with those teams. They play them. Preseason football is still football. There's a reason Mike Tomlin says you've got to get him in a stadium environment. It sounds corny, but it's true. There is no substitute for the real thing. Aaron Rodgers might be approaching this with the jaded experience of a 20-year NFL veteran. The rest of his team isn't a 20-year NFL veteran. Most of them were toddlers. Some of them were in diapers when Aaron Rodgers' career started. They need the reps. They need the real tangible experience. They need to get the jitters that come with walking through that tunnel and saying, I've got to beat the guy across from me. They're trying to beat me. Yeah, practices are nice. They might even be good for a guy like Rodgers, but he's only one guy on a team, and a 53-man roster needs preseason games to get ready, no matter how much fans might hate them and be bored by them.
Your Honor, I think joint practices are the future in the National Football League. And there are ways that you can replicate what happens in preseason game settings to a joint practice. Yeah, maybe it is not a stadium that is filled to, I don't know, half capacity, three-quarter capacity, so you maybe don't get that same in-game, in-stadium feeling. But you can do a lot of things to replicate it. You can play it at your own stadium if you want. And you can have officials. Teams often do have referees for these joint practices. It could be more termed as a scrimmage, I think, more than anything else. And those are ways that other levels of football, I understand the NFL is the cream of the crop, those are ways that other levels of football help prepare themselves for a season. To prevent injury, serious injury, that is, from your quarterback, the most important position on the field, or other key players, you can have these joint practices where the quarterback still wears the special jersey so he doesn't get hit, he doesn't get taken down. Things like that can happen in the preseason. If Aaron Rodgers plays in one of these preseason games at 41 years old, one hit could pretty much ruin the Steelers' season. I understand that there are guys that toe the line of the 53-man roster that need those game settings to figure things out. That's why I think more and more joint practices could become the norm in the National Football League. Those guys that are bubble roster players, they will still have those opportunities to make. It just may not be in a true preseason setting where it's on TV or on the NFL Network and in front of fans. They can still replicate this, do it to a safer level, and you can still weed out the guys on your final 53.
Oh, Judge, you let him go 2 seconds long there. All right, Judge, here's my closing argument. Counselor Chedrick, or Counselor Football, however he might be prefer to be termed here, I try to be respectful of that, just gave up the argument there with two of the points he tried to make. I want officials, you know, the guys we're all furious at halfway through the season, getting real game reps in a preseason game. You can't simulate that in any practice. I don't care. It's different. Officials are influenced by crowds, by fans. Home crowds, road crowds, get them out there, get them knocking off the rust too. You can't replicate it no matter how hard you try in a practice setting. That's one thing. And then Donnie just said this, and Counselor Chedrick, I just don't know where he was going with this. He pointed out that you can protect quarterbacks by having them in the red jersey or whatever. Last I checked, regular season football involves hitting the quarterback. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty important part of playing football. That's why edge rushers make $40 million. You can hit them in preseason games. You got to protect them. That's the best reason of all why preseason crushes joint practice.
Your Honor, this is what the NFL is going to go with in the next handful of years. Maybe it's not right now, maybe it's not tomorrow, but I do think we see a future where we have 18 regular season NFL games or 20 regular season NFL games, and the lead up to it is simply the joint practice route. And if Mr. Mueller wants to say that, hey, regular season games, you hit the quarterback. Well, in regular season games, you also don't see the third, fourth, and possibly 15 players play the majority of the snaps. The preseason is about getting guys ready for football. You can do that outside of actual preseason game settings. You can do the joint practice. You can simulate a game as much as possible, even leading up to the preparation for it.
Must have felt strongly about your argument. Didn't take all 1 minute here.
I thought I was over.
Judge Jack?
While you both made compelling arguments in this one.
It was Solomon over here?
In the case of joint practices versus preseason games, the court rules in favor of Counselor Chedrick.
What? Oh! Absolute garbage.
You had me. You had me until you started to talk about how quarterbacks still get hit in regular season games. There's a reason why players don't want to add more regular season games. Even though the NFL
wants to get rid
of...
The argument wasn't about that. The argument was about what prepares you better for those games. Places where you can actually get hit.
And you just heard the 20-year veteran, top-of-the-line Hall of Fame quarterback, talk about how in preseason games, they're not even rolling out their real defense. It could be the real players for a couple drives, but
they're not running their real defense. It sounds like this bench was corrupted already.
Jory Rance Tate might be on it.
Yeah, Jory Rance Tate said justice is going to be perverted here. Judge Jack is in Donnie's pocket, and he was right, damn it! The taint never lies. This is a tainted courtroom. This is a house of the law. What a justice isn't blind, but
please order in the court.
Oh yeah, okay. All right, pal. Another just I almost swore right there. Another absolute BS verdict. Okay. I outfoxed you like I was Johnny Cochran there. All right. Well, I got to take the loss with some dignity. In support of the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive, you can bring a brand new backpack to Nova Place from August 5th through the 12th, so that's going on right now. Join us from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on August 12th at Federal Galley for pop-up bingo with free entry and free parking. By bringing a new backpack, plus there's happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details are at 93.7thefan.com. Hodgepodge of Nothingness is coming up next. And then it's going to be an Ernie Banks performance by Donald J. Chedrick over there. Maybe I'll call in and do another Judge Donnie on the fly. And maybe, who's producing you tonight?
Charlie Borges.
Yeah, Borges is not Jack over there, okay?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.